This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football in for the guys up until 6. We want to wish everybody out there a happy new year. We will be together again tomorrow from 2 to 6. That is Dom and myself for the guys in the afternoon. So you get to spend New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with us. A lot of college football, a lot of NFL to break down. The Steelers certainly at the forefront of that with their winner-take-all AFC North Championship game on Sunday. All of that being said, it is Wednesday. It is almost 5 o'clock. It is time for Rodgers' rebuttals. He spoke to the Steelers media earlier today. Let's listen to what the former four-time NFL MVP had to say.
Seeing from the locker room just a couple days into this week?
Yeah, business as usual for us. I mean, you would have told us at 6-6, we'd be sitting at 9-7 with a chance to play for the division, regardless of what happened those four games, we would have taken it for sure. We're favored in a couple, I think, and underdogs in a couple. You know, played three good games and didn't play very well last week, but guys are responding the right way like we always do.
Last time you guys played Baltimore, DK had a really big game for you guys. You guys attack them downfield against their man coverage. What do you expect to see out of Baltimore this week? Do you expect them to kind of keep going with some of the stuff they've done recently, or do you expect them to kind of go man up like Cleveland did against you guys?
Yeah, we'll be ready for whatever they do.
Aaron, in that regard, what could Calvin's addition on Sunday be for you guys?
Yeah, Calvin's a fast guy. He's a good route runner. He's been consistent for us when he's been healthy, and it'd be good to have him back.
The things that you can take from the Browns game, that offensive plan that are better helping adapt to another game?
Oh, we'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, we're always adapting. We had a lot of opportunities in the Cleveland game. Just didn't execute very well.
Aaron, that you had a passer rating under 70, you bounced back with a really strong game. I think it was three times the Seahawks, the Patriots game, the Chargers game, you bounced back against the Bengals. What is it about your game that helps you kind of bounce back and not string together two bad games?
See, my career, I don't have a lot of stinkers back to back over the years. So that's same mindset every week, same approach, just expect greatness. And when it doesn't happen, you don't shift up the plan, you just keep on going and trust the process.
After last time you guys played Baltimore, Coach Tomlin said he felt like you really relished those moments, those big games. What do you think it is about you that you're wired that way, that you embrace the big moments?
I embrace all the moments. You know, I enjoy all of it. There's a lot of beauty in the mundane.
the mundane is the Monday to Saturday when you can actually win games. And I embrace that part of the job. I've loved it. That's why I'm still here, still playing. Obviously, the icing on the cake is game day. But Monday to Saturday is where you win games.
Have you pushed that on these guys about the importance of the mundane? Have they appreciated
it? Yeah. I mean, you got to ask them. I hope so. That's what I've been about my entire career. You know, it's the beauty and the details and the small things that show up on game day and conversation that might happen on a Monday or a Tuesday at my house or Wednesday in this meeting here is going to show up on game day. So we got to be locked in. When you step in the building, there's a professionalism that doesn't turn off when you're doing any type of rep. When you're sitting in the classroom, those are all important moments to get ready to play on Sunday because, like I said, you can win games Monday to Saturday if you have the details down the right way.
Do you find yourself relishing those mundane moments more this year, knowing you only signed a one-year contract?
No, I mean, I've always relished those. You know, that's a teaching from Tom Clements going way back to my early years and Mike McCarthy, you know, trying to find the little advantages Monday to Saturday, cues and patterns that you might recognize on game day. So training yourself to be able to look for those things Monday to Saturday. So Sunday, the game feels more like practice.
Aaron, how's the reality of being on this team sort of compared to maybe what you thought it was going to be like before you joined?
That's fantastic. I mean, everything about this experience has been great. It's been a special experience from the first conversations with Mike to the first day I got here in June to the, you know, some of the stuff I did when I first got in town, going over to Cam's house, doing Cam's golf tournament, being a part of the community and learning about the people of Pittsburgh and our fan base. And it's been a really special year, and we're playing meaningful football in December and January now, which is what I wanted after the last couple of years.
Have you ruled out coming back?
I haven't thought about it.
Aaron, how beneficial is it having a winner go home like this at home?
Yeah, it's beneficial for sure because, you know, we need our crowd to be as loud as possible on Sunday. It's a night game. It's the only game on TV. It's a special feeling to be able to play on that Sunday night slot for all or nothing, and a lot easier when you're playing at home.
Before you signed the deal here or came to an agreement that you'd come here, was this the type of game that you were like thinking back in like in February, March about like I can't wait to get this type of high stakes moment with this organization?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in playoff type mindset since we were 6-6, and obviously we had an L last week, but these are meaningful games that you want to play in. You know, it's tough on the other side. You know, I've been a part of the locker room the last couple of years where, you know, get to December and you start talking about your off-season plans, where you're going to be, your travel plans. That's not a whole lot of fun. You want to be in here talking about the game, talking about meaningful snaps, talking about doing something special, and it starts with this week against Baltimore.
You haven't thought about whether this could be the last one for you?
No, I mean, my entire career, I've had the approach, really since 2011, we lost a dear friend and a teammate on the field, broke his neck. Now, he walked and is, you know, ambulatory now and living a great life. And then I saw it in 2013 as well. So the mortality of those moments and the seriousness of seeing a teammate get carted off the field in a neck brace, I think, makes you realize how special this opportunity is, but how fleeting it can be. And you just got to stay in the moment, and each one could be your last. That's kind of the mindset. Obviously, I've played a lot of football. I've been fortunate, for the most part, health-wise, over the years. But I know how delicate this thing can be, and seeing guys like that get carted off and never play again. So I've had that approach my entire career, and no different this season.
Do you think it might hit you a little bit harder or at all when you step on the field Sunday?
No.
Aaron, you mentioned last week you sort of feel like Benjamin Button a little bit this time of year. I mean, the way your body has responded, does that give you confidence that whenever you get to whatever you get in the offseason, when it's time to make the decision, that physical ability won't be a factor on whether you can play or not? It's just a matter of whether you want to.
I mean, I hope so, yeah. I mean, I hope I can get through this stretch and feel good physically, so that's not in the conversation.
Have you played the kind of ball you wanted to?
Hmm?
Have you played the kind of ball you wanted to this year?
I mean, at times, yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you're in a first-year offense, there's always some growing pains within the offense. It's always like you feel like if you had another year, you know, what you could do. And I look at 2019, the way I played in 2019, and then kind of the adjustments we made in the offseason, and then the way I played in 2020, which was just in a whole kind of different level. What I felt like, and I used to tease LaFleur about this all the time, I was a game manager in 2019 and a game impactor in 2020 and 2021. And I think a lot of that's just familiarity with the offense and with the guys. And we've done the best we could with our conversations and our meeting time outside the facility and our meeting time in the facility. But obviously the more years you get in the system with the same guys, the more continuity you have, the better you feel like you can play.
Aaron, how have you seen
this? Have that drive right now, thinking about the what-ifs and how much better things
would be. Listen, I mean, I'm thinking about this week, but obviously I'm 42 years old and I'm on a one-year deal, so you know what the situation is. Whenever the season ends, I'll be a free agent. So that'll give me a lot of options. If I still want to play, I'm going to have a lot of options, but there'll be options, I would think, maybe one or two, if I decide I still want to play. But I've enjoyed this experience, and everybody in Pittsburgh has been fantastic to me on and off the field, and it's really what I was hoping for this experience was it's been even better than I was hoping.
Aaron, along with that, how have you seen this team respond to you?
I mean, you know, I've tried to lead the best way I know how, and tried to inspire guys. You know, motivation comes from within, but true inspiration can be given to your teammates through the way you practice, the way you lead, the way you prepare, the way you show up, your energy in the locker room, on the practice field, on game day. Hopefully the guys, you know, took some of that. I've made a point of really trying to help out Will because I love him. He's, you know, he's a great kid, and I think he's got a bright future. And, you know, it's one relationship I really wanted to pour into. And I've got a great quarterback room. It's one of the best I've ever been around, you know, just Mason and the way he is and his jokes every day kind of get us through the day. And Will, just so eager and hungry, and Sky, the silent guy in the corner. It's been a fun group with those guys, and I've appreciated every moment with them.
Aaron, what part exceeded expectation?
Well, I mean, you never know how it's going to be when you get in the locker room and how the guy's going to respond to you and how Mike T is going to be in a meeting. All those things have exceeded expectations. Mike's leadership, just the kind of people we have in the locker room. It's a credit to Mr. Rooney and Andy and Omar for the kind of high character guys they brought in the locker room. And I've enjoyed the relationships and friendships. There's a handful that'll stick with me, I feel like, into my next chapter of my life, which is pretty exciting because, you know, I've said it before, most if not all the great things in my life are due to this game and the amazing opportunities that it's given me. So thankful for that. You always think about the what if and the alternative, you know, timelines of your life. But if I, you know, hadn't taken this path, I never would have met so many guys in the locker room who I now call close friend, and wouldn't have the experiences and the memories on the field, wouldn't have been able to be in the room with Tom Arthagen and Bake, and be able to play for Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin. And, you know, I feel like there would be a little hole in my life, missing without having this chapter. So I'm thankful for this time.
Aaron, when you think about making the decision whether to come back or not come back, what all goes into that for you, whether it's talking to your family, seeing how your body feels?
Yeah, you know, I understand the question. I don't really want to get too deep into it, you know. Obviously, I'll talk to my wife, and then, you know, hopefully that's a decision down the line, but I'm not really going to talk about it right now.
One more. Did you ever settle on a favorite bridge?
There's some great bridges in this city. Great ones to get stuck on at traffic time, too. But listen, I'm on the Hot Metal Street Bridge every single day, so that's always going to have a special place in my heart.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers media in what could be the final time we hear from him. This very well could be the final game of Aaron Rodgers' NFL career, or perhaps the final game of his Steelers career if things go south on Sunday night. Fan text line, you can hit us up there at 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. Coming up, a little New Year's Minute. We have a Dom debrief at 5:30, then the Hodgepodge closes us out right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Time is 5:15. That's brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Donnie Football in for the guys on this New Year's Eve PM team. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass. It is time for a New Year's Minute. Dom, we are at two different points in our lives, which is why I think this could be a funny and interesting conversation. I have this conversation with guys like you and our pal Austin Bechtold fellas that are in their early 20s, you know, at that very, very fun stage of life, nothing really holding you back. You're going out with the boys on a New Year's Eve. Maybe you're going to a house party. I don't know. But it's such a great feeling at your age. You're what, 22?
Yeah.
It is always such a great feeling on New Year's Eve, like in your early 20s. Legal to drink, go to a buddy's house. Maybe you Uber somewhere after. You know, you go out on the town. Like, is that what you got going on tonight? Is that what you're going right to once we're done here in a little bit?
Yeah, that's the plan. Now, let me first say, Donnie, because you won't say it. And it bothers me that you won't say it. And no one else on this station will say it. So I'm going to say it. It's New Year's Eve, which means it is time for all of us, me, you listening, to honor and appreciate the man who invented the holiday, the man who created New Year's Eve, and the man who's going to be taking us into the new year, Ryan Seacrest. This is his day. It's like Michael Myers has Halloween, Santa has Christmas, Ryan Seacrest has New Year's Eve. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there.
I'll give you Ryan Seacrest nowadays, but you got to put some respect on Dick Clark's name.
Dick Clark laid the foundation for Ryan Seacrest.
Dick Clark ran so Ryan Seacrest could run.
Exactly.
One of those deals.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Seacrest is like the all-time host of things.
Of everything. He can do it all. He's unbelievable. American Idol, Wheel of Fortune. He did that morning show on TV. He has a radio show every day. The man's a legend and an icon.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be... I mean, I'll give you this.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's got to be like the Mount Rushmore. If you just do Mount Rushmore of hosts of like random events.
Right.
Ryan Seacrest has to be up there.
Seacrest, Ellen, who else makes the host list? Mike Greenberg.
How about Regis?
I was never a big Regis guy.
The late Regis Philbin. Well, I'll tell you this. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when it was Regis Philbin back in the day? That was primetime must-watch TV.
Yeah, with Regis?
Yeah, you had that guy, you had John Carpenter, not to be confused with the man that directed Halloween. But John Carpenter, he was the first guy to ever win the $1 million on
wow.
that show. He has like the all-time game show move. He's the guy who used his phone a friend, called his dad, said, "Hey, I don't need your help. I just want to let you know I'm going to win the $1 million. Regis was great at that show. I'd probably put Regis up there.
He is an argument, I guess. I'm not gonna discredit the guy. He's also a legend and an icon. But to get back to your question, yeah, right after this, probably gonna go to a buddy's house, watch the Ohio State game, maybe drink a little bit, have fun. We talked about going to a bar.
Maybe drink a little bit.
Well, we are going to drink a little bit, but I gotta sound somewhat professional on the air. We talked about going to a bar, but I've said this multiple times, Donnie. I don't like going to a bar. And especially on New Year's Eve, it'll be a circus at any bar in the city. And so we were like, we're not dealing with that.
So is it going to be, yeah, like, is it just going to be like a big house party?
Big house party. Everybody's going. We'll have the game on, but who knows how much we'll be watching that. It's just great. I love New Year's. I told you this. New Year's is starting to reach like Christmas levels for me. And maybe it's because of the age and the legally drinking thing. But I have as much excitement and anticipation for this holiday that I do for almost Christmas and the 4th of July and everything else the rest of the year.
Yeah, I do think it does have to do with the age, and I'm not yet at the point where I'm reaching like that second wind where like I'm truly in unk status.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you go to a family function, you got aunts and uncles who are just like getting after it, and you know, sometimes they're drunk off their ass.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking at this point in my life, you know, just turning 30 earlier this year, I'm thinking like, man, like when am I going to hit that age? Like, does that hit at like 35? Does it hit at 40? Does it hit a couple of years after that? So that's like the second wind I have to pick up because, yeah, I'm going to watch that football game tonight. We're just going to a friend's house, pretty small thing, and, you know, maybe toss back a few brewskis, who knows. But, I mean, by no means am I going to get after it the way I did when I was around your age. Like, you are in prime time.
No, I am. It's great. And like, we went to a bar last night, and that was a whole thing. So tonight we'll probably just most likely just stay at the house and not Uber anywhere or, you know, whatever else.
Any fireworks last night?
At the bar? Yeah, well, we almost got into a bar fight. Which
I can't see your role in a bar fight.
Well, my friends were making fun of me. They said I would have been of no help. But we went to, you know, not to get into this too much, but we went to a bar in Oakland. I won't say the name of the place, but it was a great bar. It reminded me of the bar in Goodfellas when they all go for the Christmas party at that bar.
Yes.
It felt like that because they had a tree in the corner and it wasn't too crowded. So we get there and they had a great deal on beer. So we got beer.
That's always good, a great deal on beer.
It was a great deal. I was surprised. They had it up on some chalkboard and I was like, this is the place to be. So we were drinking and then we went back to a back room they had with a couple pool tables. And so we're back there playing pool, doing whatever. And then a group of three dudes walked back to claim the other table. And so it was me and my three friends, and then this group of three on the other pool table. We're each playing our own games. Well, my one friend was belligerently drunk. And so if he would miss a shot, he would like slam his pool cue on the table or like take one of the balls and, you know, launch them across the... And I'm like, dude, we gotta calm down here. And so the other three guys were, you know, making comments and, you know, hemming and hawing about my one drunk friend and kept looking over. And then it turned out that one of my friends apparently almost got into a fight with the other kid from the other group a few weeks ago. So they knew each other and there was bad blood.
Oh, there was some old history.
There was
here.
Old history. I'm like, it's about to be like the Royal Rumble in here. And there was high, high tension. Like, they kept looking at us. We were looking at them. Comments started going back and forth. And I'm like, all right, let's go back out to the bar. There was a hot brunette I wanted to talk to. So we're like, let's go back out there. I'll try to talk to her. We'll drink. I don't want to deal with a bar fight in Oakland on December 30th.
Now, do you feel like you and your boys would have stacked up well if it did come to fisticuffs, or were you in some trouble?
No, I think we would have stacked up well. It was 4v3, so it was a handicap match. And I think my one friend is a real, like, played football. He was, like, a big, tough guy, so I think he would have been fine. My friend who was drunk would have been of no help. And listen, you can say what you want. If fists started flying, I think I would have been of somewhat assistance to my group.
You're scrappy.
Yeah,
You're
I'm scrappy.
You're scrappy.
Yeah. If I need to take a pole cue and use it to my advantage, I'll use it. I'm scrappy. So, yeah, that was a... So I got my bar fill in for New Year's.
Yeah, I never like being in those situations. I'm way
bar
more
fights?
Of a
You ever get into a bar fight? See, now you're someone I think would be great in a bar fight.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the first person to say that either, but I mean, I'm really a lover before I'm a fighter.
And that's why I think you'd be great.
I always try to diffuse bad situations. Like, I've had friends that were very close to getting in some scuffles at, you know, local watering holes, wherever they may be, whether it's Southside or Waynesburg when I was in college, or just a party at somebody's house. I'm always the guy. I try to diffuse the situation. I try to keep a cool head. Now, are you that guy for your group, or do you have a guy like that?
No, I'm normally the diffuser. Just because I, you know, like, what are we doing here? We're really going to start throwing hands over, you know, a pool game. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm the diffuser. But I think you would be, see, this is why you'd be great, because you try to settle the situation down. But if things got out of hand, I also think you could take care of business on that end.
Maybe I should have looked into being a bouncer at some point in my early days.
I'll tell you what, if
diffuse a situation, but if need be,
we could make an all-time bouncer lineup with the producers at this station.
I don't know about that.
You?
An all-time bouncer lineup?
Yeah. You, Callis. I would be the brains of the operation. I think Joel could handle himself. I think Sean can handle himself. Bechtold we'd leave out. But right then and there, we have, I mean, who's messing with that group?
I mean, and you have Borges, who has bartending experience.
Yes, Charlie. He might be the leader of the group.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we have something here. This producer thing doesn't work out for any of us. I think that's what we should do.
Yeah, I'm not sure about a couple of the names you listed, but you know, maybe that's something that we could look into. You know, that's something that happens around here plenty. Fan Twitter, you can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan. You can watch the shows there, too. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up an hour later than usual, but it is a Donnie football debrief. It will be led by our guy, intern Dom. That is next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. The Fan Hotline, that is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We were joined on the Fan Hotline earlier in the show by a handful of our Wednesday usuals, Tyler Kennedy, Mike Florio, Aditi Kinkabwala, and Jeff Hathorn joining us a little bit.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Earlier than usual, he joined at 4:30. That's why right now at 5:30, you hear that music playing. It is time for a Donnie football debrief, which is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. But today it will be led by our guy, Dom DiTommaso. Dom, take it away.
The debrief, Wednesday, December 31, 2025. Before I get into the debrief, Donnie, I wanted to just show you how much I appreciate you. We were out last night. My dad and I got a great dinner last night, Chinese food. It was excellent. And then afterwards, we stopped at some clothing store just to kill time, and I saw this beautiful black tie, and it made me think of you because I need a new tie for your wedding. Yeah, and I didn't end up buying it because I was like, I'll get it later. But just to show you that I do think about you.
Black and white, Dom. I appreciate that.
Exactly right. And it was a great tie. Maybe I should have bought it. But regardless, the debrief. And this debrief also shows the level of preparation and seriousness that I put into this segment. Because I found a topic that is not only topical with New Year's Eve, but it also has a football spin.
Okay.
So I don't know who put this out there. I saw it somewhere on Twitter. But sporting events took up 96 of the 100 most watched TV telecasts of the year, of 2025.
Oh, yeah. I always like these lists. Football was always like 65 of them.
Football was 92 of them.
Oh, man.
92
out of 96.
Correct. Were football games. Now, so here's where we get to the fun. Two questions for you. First, can you guess the four non-football sporting events that took up the 100 most watched telecasts?
Ooh.
So 92 of the 100 most watched were football. Four of them were non-football sporting events.
Would this also count anything that was on a streaming service? Or is this purely network television?
Network television.
Okay. I feel like I'll go with NBA Finals Game 7.
Nope.
Ooh. Man, I thought we would have got one there.
Yeah, and so take that, everybody, when I said that the finals sucked this year and everybody gave me pushback.
If the NBA wasn't on there, there's no shot anything from the NHL was on there. Unless the only thing from the NHL, it would not have been the Stanley Cup final. I would go with the final of, I can't think of it now. What was
the
that?
The Four Nations face-off.
The Four Nations.
That is a great pull. Not in the top 100.
Man. Oh, man.
Come on, Donnie.
Something soccer related then.
No soccer.
I got no idea.
Donnie, think of the other sports, for God's sake.
I mean, I just did. I pointed out two of the bigger events. So, I mean, a World Series game.
Game 6 and 7 of the World Series
were
two of the four. Dodgers, Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Two
okay.
more.
That makes sense.
You mentioned basketball. Keep thinking basketball.
National championship game?
National championship game, Florida-Houston.
Okay.
Was in the top 100 of the most watched sporting events.
Okay.
One more. Think outside the box for this one. It's not a typical ball sport.
Okay. Outside the box, I mean, we have the Olympics coming up this year, so it wasn't the Olympics.
Bum, 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 bum.
Was it a horse race?
Yes, it was.
Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby. Well done, Donnie. So 92 of the 100 most watched telecasts of the year were football. Four of them were not football in the sporting world. Game 6 and 7 of the World Series. Florida-Houston, March Madness, Natty, and the Kentucky Derby. Now let's make it even more difficult. Can you guess the four non-sporting events that were in the top 100 of the most watched TV shows, TV events of the year?
So this is actually why I asked if it was purely network TV or if it was something also in a streaming service, because I was going to throw out John Cena's final match as one of these.
Well, how many viewers did that get? Did we get a number for that?
There probably is a number, but that was Peacock only.
Yeah, which was so ridiculous, by the way.
Oh, man. I mean, would this count like parades? Like if it was like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Is that one of them?
Is one of them. Donnie! Three more. By the way, John Cena's final match, how many viewers do you think it got?
I mean, give me like a ballpark and I'll guess within there, like a range.
1 million to 20 million.
14.
3 million.
Really?
That's a shame.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem when it goes Peacock exclusive.
I know. Because, Triple H, screw you.
Yeah, because people will not want to give in. They'll find just some way to like pirate the stream and watch it that way. Okay, so the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Three more. Non-sporting events that came in the top 100 of the most watched telecasts of 2025.
Something. Would it have been like the Trump inauguration?
Yes, okay. Donnie. The Trump inauguration in January.
I know, I get the years mixed up. I'm thinking, did he get inaugurated in 25 or 24?
Yeah, it's always confusing because he wins in 24. Yeah.
Okay.
One of them you're not going to get, so I'm just going to tell you. It was also a Trump one, his joint session of Congress, whatever that
is. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to.
Now, there's one more, and there was some big news with this event recently, and this is one you should get.
Ooh. Big news with this event recently.
Industry-changing news with this event. Groundbreaking news. And I'm not underselling it, to be frank.
I don't want to hold us up with dead air, so I'm just going to tell you to tell me what it is.
So the event is the Oscars.
Oh, okay.
For this year.
I should have guessed some sort of award show.
And then the big the news was that the Oscars is going to be exclusive on YouTube starting in 2029.
Really?
Yeah. And that's a huge, huge deal. That's another conversation for another time.
Do you ever feel like they're getting carried away with this stuff?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, week 17 of the NFL season, you needed like six different services if you wanted to watch every single game.
Yeah, it sucks.
You needed Prime, you needed Netflix, you needed Peacock, and then I think there might have been another one even mixed in there. Not, you know, to go along with already Fox, CBS, NBC.
Yeah, right. No, it's ridiculous. It's insane. That's why I think all of this is just going to lead us back to cable at some point.
I mean, I've made that joke before. I know thousands of other people have made that joke before. When like you think about the amount you spend on every streaming service, maybe you share them with friends or something. You try to get away with that, and now they try to crack down on households. Like we tried to log into Disney Plus the other night. We share that with my sister and brother-in-law, but it's under them. We try to log in, it says, oh, it doesn't appear that this is in the same household.
Yeah.
So they are actually starting to crack down on some of that stuff, which sucks because then it makes me spend more money. And I think, you know, when this was all together, when we had a thing called cable, so I feel like eventually, who knows when it'll happen, we're going to just have one gigantic on-demand world.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Everything is just together.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is able to have access to that little black box that some people buy that kind of feels like it's illegal, but they
right.
just sell them on Amazon. You get that little black box installed for like $400, and you just have every channel, every streaming service. I'm sure somebody has told you about that. That's what it feels like we're going to.
Yeah. And by the way, I'll take it. I want everything bundled into one. I want to be able to watch the horror movie marathon on AMC in October and watch Amazon Prime under the same service. And the Oscars, which are now going to be on YouTube.
I can't believe they're doing that.
Yeah. I mean, that was a huge, huge deal when that was announced.
You know what else is rough, too? I know that Malzi has this, and I think I'm about to pull the trigger once we get into the new year officially. I might have to just pay something up for, like, the no-ad version of YouTube, because it is brutal to watch, like, anything official. That also may be where all of the old WWE content goes.
To YouTube?
Yes. I don't know if it's been decided yet between YouTube or Netflix. I really hope not the new ESPN package. That would be a disaster. But it's leaving Peacock, I believe, as of like midnight tonight.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
I was just watching an old TLC event the other night.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me it's gone?
I'm pretty sure as of...
Not great.
As of midnight going into 2026, it's going elsewhere. And it might be YouTube. And if it is... I got to get the ad-free YouTube, because they're going to be playing ads every 30 seconds.
Ads are ridiculous on YouTube.
Yeah, it's going to be unwatchable. Like, you know, I watch all those old Steeler games. I pull up an old Steelers-Ravens game the other day, and it's an ad every 2 minutes. It's worse than an actual game.
Yeah, that's true.
It's brutal. Absolutely brutal. 412-928-9370, that's the number to join the conversation. 50-minute mark, a few minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up, a hodgepodge to close us out for 2025. That is next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tonight, get excited, more snow, low of 29, cloudy tomorrow, high of 30 to bring you in to 2026. It is hodgepodge time on 93.7 The Fan. Dom, I'm going to start this one. This is a story that I introduced you to. I saw the ads for this when the NFL was showing the Christmas games last week on Netflix, and I wasn't gaining a ton of info. I was just kind of seeing it in the background in those two Netflix games about a guy that's going to do a live climb of Taipei 101, which is a 101-story building. It's 1,667 feet. Alex Honnold is the guy's name. It is a climb that he is going to do, again, live on Netflix. A two-hour global event is what they are calling it, without ropes. Now, this is something that's going to pull me in. But it's going to pull me in probably for some very sick reasons, because my mind immediately goes to what happens if something goes wrong? What happens if this guy who is doing this without ropes, which I have another comment to make on that momentarily, what happens if something goes wrong? Like, is it just a cut to like the color bars or something, like a please stand by? I mean, you're also on a streaming service, so who knows how things can go there.
Please stand by.
Yeah. My other thought is, they said no ropes, specifically no ropes, which makes me think there's some other little caveat here of, oh, I said no ropes. I didn't say anything about a harness to make sure that I'm okay. But that takes away the intrigue.
Right.
Because you hear about a guy that's going to climb this thing, and he's doing it without ropes. You're thinking, this dude's about to die. Like there's a very real chance this guy just falls doing this. I think there's some other things that'll help him finish this climb. Kind of like, I mean, this is probably 15 years ago now. There was some guy who crossed over the 2 points of the Grand Canyon, and he allegedly had like nothing to help. He just walked across on a wire. I don't know if you've ever watched any stuff like that. You brought up Penn and Teller to me
love those guys.
Earlier today off the air. I brought up Chris Angel to you. I don't know how people do this stuff.
Yeah, I don't either. As far as this goes, A, I think Netflix should have like a pregame show. I think they should get Buck or like Nance to do play-by-play and make it a big deal and advertise it more, because I hadn't heard about it until you brought it up right during the break. So I think they need to push it out to people. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, Donnie. I'm intrigued by it. I'm gonna watch. This is the kind of event that has me. Like, I'm going to, and it sounds terrible, but like, we all want to see, like, what if something happens? Like, how, exactly. What would they do? What if he makes it to the top? Which I'm assuming he will if he's going to put it on Netflix. I don't think anything bad's going to happen. I am so intrigued by this. I might have a house party just to watch this.
So the date is January 23rd. I believe it is 8 p.m. Again, a two-hour global event is what they're calling it. Live on Netflix and what they call Skyscraper Live for this guy to get this done. So, yeah, that's something to put on your calendar maybe as something to watch in the new year. All right, Dom, you're up. You're hodgepodge.
All right, Donnie, I texted you this the other day because I saw it on Twitter and it intrigued me, and you're a big wrestling guy. And I have a Stone Cold shirt on today, so it just matches. A big conversation in WWE is the retired pay-per-views. Like, there's a million pay-per-views that they've gone through over the years, and there's a bunch that have gone by the wayside. So there are some that I really miss. Are there any pay-per-views that no longer exist that you really miss? A couple that I threw out to give you a second to think. I really miss TLC. That was a big one in the 2010s in December. I thought that one was great. I miss No Way Out. I miss the one that I do miss, and everybody hated it when it happened, and everybody still jokes about it. I think it was great. I think the concept was hilarious. They did it once in 2010, and they should bring it back, and that's Fatal 4-Way. I thought Fatal 4-Way was the funniest concept of a pay-per-view they've ever done. Those are the ones that I miss.
So I've also noticed that something they will start to do, and this is, I think, a positive to the like Triple H era of WWE. He will take some of the names of old events, retired events, and he will kind of work them into NXT, which is like their developmental thing. So like it'll be like NXT presents No Mercy or something. And like No Mercy, one of them I think is up there. Armageddon, a good one.
And that was the original one, Armageddon, that was brought up and went viral.
Yeah, you have No Way Out up there. You have some of the I pulled up some of these on
Judgment
this list.
Day.
Unforgiven, a good one. Vengeance, a good one. Like they all had like badass names too. Judgment Day, the last one there was 2009. The last time, No Mercy, another one. The last time they had an actual pay-per-view King of the Ring event was over 20 years ago, so that would be cool to make it a big deal. Here's one that I'm surprised they haven't tried to do a little bit more. Not that it was like the best one that they've ever done, but they did this, you know, almost 20 years ago now. They had Cyber Sunday, and they also had Taboo Tuesday. And those were events that allowed fans to vote on either opponents, match stipulations, match type, whatever it may be. And think, they did this almost 20 years ago. That's back when the voting was just all done like, oh, I got to be on my computer right now. I got to be on WWE.com. Now there's so many ways they can do that instantaneously.
Like a Twitter poll.
Twitter, Instagram, like whatever form of like polling they want to use. I'm surprised one of those hasn't come back yet because that was actually a pretty neat concept.
Yeah. I mean, some of the pay-per-views that they've had in the past 10 years are just, like, terrible. Like, Fastlane, Great Balls of Fire. Listen to some of the names you just said from 20 years ago. Those were legit, badass wrestling pay-per-view names. Judgment Day, No Mercy, Vengeance, Breaking Point. I think they did that one year.
Yeah.
That's a wrestling pay-per-view. Not Fastlane or...
Yeah, I don't know if that was all Vinnie Mack's creation. I don't know who all was behind the brain trust there for some of the old names. But
were you surprised Vinnie Mack wasn't at John Cena's final match?
A little bit, but then again, maybe he was, and maybe they just didn't show him. I don't know. Like they did show the other McMahons, but they're certainly in better standing than what Vince is for a very
right.
good reason. So maybe he was, and maybe he was just kind of hidden. There were a lot of rumors that, that DJT was going to be there too after the Army Navy game. All right, Dom, this was fun. I hope you have a very happy new year, a fun time tonight at your buddy's house. I hope everybody else out there has a very safe and fun New Year's Eve. We will be back together tomorrow. Dom and I have it covered from 2 to 6 for the guys on New Year's Day. So look forward to talking to you in about 24 hours on the first day of 2026. Josh Rountree has you covered for a few hours. Coming up next on 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football signing off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.